are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. What up, everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Y'all listen to the Nasty Backpack Podcast. Today, we're on a solo tip. Just want to address some things that I kind of been seeing in the culture here. And Kodak Black just went on DJ Academics' podcast platform, Off the Record, and speaks on his addiction and how he's going into the treatment. And I think that's huge that, you know, a celebrity of his stature who's currently battling an addiction is, one, seeking treatment for it, because the kid has so much potential, and you know, trying to stay on that stature of celebrityness and battling an addiction is difficult in its own ways. But the fact that he's out there getting treatment and now speaking on it, that's amazing. That's almost breaking through news, because I feel like the rap culture had a big play on a lot of people getting addicted, and a lot of people thinking that you know, drug use was cool. You know, like back in the day when I was growing up, it was all about the dope dealers. You wanted to be the dope dealer. Now in today's music, it's all about being the dope addict. And you know, everybody talks about popping a molly and taking a pill and popping a pill, and it's like it's not cool, because now those pills they were talking about, most of them don't even exist anymore, or very hard to come to get. And everything now is all fentanyl and filled with fentanyl, from meth to heroin to everything. And so what they were using before is not the same. And this new stuff is, you know, kids are still using the benzos and you know, the blues and the fake perks. But, you know, because the perks got glamorized so bad, it put a light bulb on the drug dealer's head to, you know, let's make these fake ones. We can make the fake they look exactly the same and put the exact same stamps on it and fill it with fentanyl, because the fentanyl is a lot cheaper. And yeah, we can stamp them, do however we gotta do, cut it, bake it, and serve it, and the kids are gonna buy it. And that's exactly what's happening. And you know, all these kids are highly, highly addicted. These things are just destroying families, destroying lives. And it's not just kids using these. It's people of all ages. Anybody suffering with a substance abuse problem that will pop a pill or buy a pill off the street. You know, most of them are fake and filled with fentanyl, and they don't even know that half the time. You know, people that are buying meth, like the meth is popping for fentanyl. People don't know that. So it's just, but anyways, get back to Kodak Black. Like, I think it's just cool that he's stepping up. And I think all these rappers that are dealing with this addiction, battling with their addictions, need to make recovery cool and glamorize that part of the addiction, so that it can create prevention for a lot of these kids that are thinking about using or going to a party. And you know, they need to know that shit is fucking poison, and it's gonna ruin your entire life the first time you use it. From the first time you use it to the last time you use it. Like, yeah, we gotta do something in our community. And then by Kodak Black speaking out, I think that's a huge, huge, huge staple in the game. And I think that, when I commend him for speaking up on it, and shout out to Academics too for tapping into that. Cause a lot of these a lot of these journalists don't even ever like to ask those questions, you know. And so shout out to academics for that. And shout out to Kodak too. I mean, I hope he really does follow through with his treatment. And I hope he really does get better and continues to make music. Because like I said, the kid's young. He still has a lot of potential. And, you know, his best work might be before him. And, I mean, that's only gonna, you know, when you battle an addiction, you kind of see what he went through in his life. Like all the prison time, all the jail time, all the different charges he was picking up. You know, a lot of that stems from a drug use, from drug use and addiction. And, you know, you don't think clearly. You don't think about your decision making when you're going through your addiction. So, I commend him 100%. I think a lot of people need to get behind him and back him and support him and support the movement. He's also has a CBD shop that he's opening up. Then in talks about how he's going to have like all the fake pills that are out there in the streets right now. He's going to have even faker substances, but they're all going to be CBD infused, which, you know, if you're battling a substance abuse problem and you can take a CBD pill and trick your mind into thinking it's the same thing, you know, this might be breaking through therapy as well. You know, who knows? This kind of treatment might actually work. I know, if y'all follow the podcast, if you see how I've been working with Car Wash Kenny, you know, I got him some marijuana so that he can because he feels like if he was smoking marijuana that he would be able to cut back on his alcohol use. And so you know, I bought him some marijuana because that's going to be the safer drug to use, and when it's medical, he's using it for medicinal purposes. And who knows? But we're gonna follow up with Car Wash Kenny later on today and see how he's doing in his treatment. He just also started working, so shout out to Car Wash Kenny for getting a job. You know, I've seen a lot of progression with that man in the last couple weeks, and you know, every time I talk to him, it seems like he's getting just a little bit wiser and is really tuned into the treatment and really tuned into, you know, turning his life around. You know, he just has to have the support. And a lot of people that are dealing with addiction and become homeless, you know, a lot of times they feel like they lost that support from people. And, you know, I just want Car Wash Kenny to know that, man, we back you 100% over here. And, you know, I'm on the journey with him to help him get to sobriety and get out of homelessness. So if y'all don't follow the podcast, definitely be checking out those episodes. You can also catch it on YouTube, on my channel, Hope for Phoenix. If you haven't been over there, go over there and follow, like, and subscribe, share that stuff, because I want the world to know that there's nothing wrong with going through your addiction. And I think speaking up on it and us, you know, showing the world that this shit is happening, and we need to really try to help people and get people into treatment, because they end up throwing their whole lives away. If they don't overdose, then they become homeless or end up in prison or end up in the system, and it's hard for them to get back acclimated into life and back to having a regular life once they start going through that stuff. Because then once they do get clean, they have all these felonies and bad credit and evictions, and you know, life is just hard. And so I want to help these people get their shit together before it gets to that point, or help them through their treatment. And so that's what the whole purpose of this channel is. If y'all ain't checked it out, go check it out. But we're gonna leave it at that. It's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.